Hello, everybody. Today, I want to talk to you about something that God has totally given me to do during this past week. And it was a crochet project. It has nothing to do with writing specifically, but I want to share how God can use your own creative efforts, including your craft projects, for his glory. And maybe it's connected to your writing, maybe it's not. But let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus saying thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share with the listeners and viewers the project that you have given me to design, Father, and share the basic foundation for this project. And Lord, may my words be of value to you. And may they be of value to the listeners and glorify you, Lord, and help me to illustrate how God has used my other creative talents for your glory. All these things I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, like I told you, I had a surprise. I told you before when I interviewed Christina Etter that I had a surprise for you. She and I actually talked about that before we started recording that day. And now I want to share that surprise. But first, before I do, let me read John 15:5, because that's going to be the verse that I'm basing my illustration on. Okay. So it's, and I'm reading from King James. It says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." So there is an illustration there, and I want to, in just a second, I want to unpack that for you. So give me a minute to get my little special surprise out for you, and I will show you. Okay, so just one second, I will be right back. Now that I have read you the verse, I'm going to show you the illustration. This tree was the image God gave me. If you remember me talking about this last Tuesday when I talked about giving your readers the most memorable experience possible. Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. You are not welcome on this podcast. Okay, so as I talked about that, and I told you the image God gave me, well, God designed this pattern for me. God asked me to crochet this. And at first, I didn't understand it. And now, as I read that verse, I get the basics, but there are so many other layers that he showed me. Okay, but I'm going to give you the basics, and I want you to take it further and sit with God as you view this and as you get that image in your head. If you're listening on the podcast, I would encourage you to go and watch this on YouTube for those who are visually impaired. From what I've been told, this is green, but I'm not sure what color. It's a tree with little branches, and the branches, it has little crocheted books and books. It's two crocheted pieces sewn together to make a small book on each of the 12 branches. And there are three layers: the bottom, the middle, and the top. So, I am the vine. This is the I am the vine, the tree. Jesus saying, "I am the vine. Ye are the branches." And all these branches here and here and here. Without, for he that abideth in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. Writers who abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in them and has faith in Christ and allows Christ to be the center of their work will bear much fruit. The books. These books, articles, blog posts, stories, whatever. These are the fruits of our labor, the fruits of the Spirit for us. For without me, you can do nothing. Okay? That is the basic illustration here. That is the first layer of this image. There are so many other layers that we can discuss. But here's what I want, and I pray that you can do yourself. Take the time, allow God to show you this image in his own special way. And sit with him and pray over this and allow him to help you peel back the layers and show you through the scriptures what that tree image means for you. I can give you more layers of what God showed me. For example, Genesis and Revelation being the bookends of the Bible, the 12 branches representing the 12 tribes of Israel, the three layers, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, those are some of the layers that God peeled back for me, that God showed me to delve deeper into the imagery of the tree. But I want you to take that image or take that idea, use it for inspiration, because God can use our gifts and our talents, the gifts that He gives us, our writing, and if you do handcrafts like I do, sewing, knitting, crochet, any type of fiber arts, any type of drawing, pictures, graphic design, any of these things, God can take those and use them for His glory and to speak to His people. We are His people. So we must allow Him to speak, allow Him to give us the images and show us what their meanings are. Delve deep into that. Don't just say, okay, this is what God gave me and this is what it means. No, scratch the surface, delve into the layers and use your creative work to honor God, to give Him the glory, and to share the illustration He has for you with the world. Because that is something God's designed. When I put that together, I had no pattern. I had no carbon cutout. I didn't have a written pattern to go by. I just had the basic skills that I had learned through the ACB Crafters Crochet class. And ACB is American Council of the Blind. If you are not familiar with that, but I used that ta that the skills of amigurumi, which is making the stuffed tree parts, the love knots that I'd learned from another crochet blind craft patterns, and then God gave me the dimensions, the design, all of that, and I started it. I was going to read a book, and God said, "No, I need you to make my tree." And as I worked it, He told me where to place the stitch markers, and then how to make the branches, how to make the book design. He showed me all of that, and I had seen it after I recorded the podcast on for Tuesday. But God said, "No, I want you to crochet this," because I don't like to crochet blankets and scarves in the summer because it gets too hot. Well, this wasn't a project that was going to get hot. It helped me to face the challenge of losing power after a storm, because when I actually worked on it, I was not frustrated. I was not stressed. I was actually singing. I was able to put my focus on that and have fun. So if God can use that, God can use me to design something like that tree. He can use you to design something even more precious, and He can use it and make it a connect it to your writing somehow. I don't know how God is going to connect it to my writing, but I do know that it was God's design. God gave me the design. God gave me the dimensions of the different pieces. It took me a week to make it. Well, I skipped Saturday and Sunday, but it took me a week to make it, but it was all God's design. So, what is God showing you today? What layers is he it, what how many layers of the of does this image that the imagery have? And when you think about the layers of the imagery, not only how many layers does it have, but what does each layer represent? Those are the questions I want you to think about as you allow God to speak through you, to speak to you and work through you to create the design He has given you. That is my question. That is my challenge for you today. So I'm going to close us out with a prayer and my normal challenge. So thank you, Lord, for giving me the words to say, giving me the illustration of this tree design that you have given me. Lord, thank you so much for that. I want to thank you. May my words and the work that you've given me to do bring value to the listeners and viewers and be pleasing unto you, Lord. All for the glory of God, I created this design. You gave it to me, I just use the tools that you gave me to make it. Lord, use me in a special way. Use this tree to touch lives, Lord. Use my creation to touch lives. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Let's take that challenge even further. I challenge you to sit with God. Let God show you what he wants you to do. Get inspired through the Holy Spirit. Create something inspiring, whether it's writing, craft, handcrafts, art, graphic design, whatever it may be, and share that creation with the world. For again, when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. It all matters. It all glorifies God. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys today. And remember, your story matters. We all have a story to tell, and your story matters. Until next time, I pray that you have a blessed day, and I pray that God can use you to touch thousands of lives. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and have a blessed day, everyone. Take care now. Bye-bye.